they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, a cute, cute in a stupid ass way.
This is Wheels on Fire, an absolutely fabulous podcast. I'm Cooper, a super fan since season one.
I'm Leo. I've seen the early episodes hundreds of times, but I don't know the later ones quite so well.
And I'm Peter. I was a casual viewer over the years, but it's been great watching them with fresh eyes and friends and getting fully immersed in the show's true genius.
So pour yourself a glass of champagne, sweetie, and join us as we revisit another fabulous episode.
Think you've just had the worst New Year's Eve on record? Well, think again, sweetie. We're gagging for a night out, but Frankie Knuckles is taking a back seat to the Stone Sisters reunion. It's time for Big Ben to count us all out.
This is episode 2 from season 3. Happy New Year.
Bon année.
Happy New Year.
Who's Big Ben?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year, my lovelies.
Happy New Year.
Can you still say Happy New Year in February?
Yeah, well, it's Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah. Year of the...
Ox.
Ox. Okay.
We got rid of the rat. Which I think is ox is a bit better than a rat. So hopefully it's a sign of better things.
2020 was quite a ratty year.
It was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I always think of you as a real oxymoron, Peter.
Nice thing you've ever said to me.
Year of the oxymoron.
Episode 2, season 3, Bon Année. Is it Bon Année or Happy New Year?
What, the name of the episode?
Yeah.
So it's New Year or Bon Année?
No,
not
isn't
Happy
it?
Happy New Year.
On Netflix, it says Happy New Year.
What show are we
watching? New Year.
I think it's just New Year.
Yeah, it's New Year on Netflix.
But then a lot of places I look, like online and stuff, I'll see the episode title.
Pornhub doesn't kindly.
I'll see the episode down as Bon Année.
Okay.
Maybe Cooper, I can turn the French subtitles off again on Netflix.
Cooper, you're learning French again at the moment, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Oh. I took it up a little while ago when I met Leon because I wanted to try and keep up with her.
Were you inspired by the France episode from season one?
Yeah. You could say that. No, I think it was just like, we got a free code. Well, your mum bought you the disc like back in the day, didn't she? We found the Rosetta Stone CD-ROM. CD-ROMs.
And you've got
likened to Frankie Knuckles today.
Rosetta Stone CD-ROM.
Happening, darling. We got the box and it'd never been registered. And we rang up Rosetta Stone and said, look, this box is like from the 90s. But you know what? They were really
good.
It
went from the 90s.
It looked, there was about like 20 CDs in there.
Yeah.
Because it was so much French
it
learning.
It was from the noughties.
All right.
Peter.
It was a CD-ROM. It was a lot. It was big.
I mean, it's useless, no matter what.
Yeah, it was useless because the Mac doesn't have a CD-ROM insert.
Although
everyone get that. They've got a Mac.
I actually thought you might have been inspired to learn French again because of this episode, because of Jackie's like, oh, merci.
Merci.
Which we get a couple of really sexy mercis from Jackie in this episode.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, spoiler
alert. Yeah, Jackie.
Oh, who's Jackie?
Jackie?
I don't know.
Who's Jackie?
Oh, yeah, Peter, put your fingers in your ears.
Jackie Cox.
Jackie Cox.
So it's fun.
I won't. Studying.
Yeah, I've been studying, doing it in the morning. Good so that's what I've been doing.
How about you, Peter?
Well, so this is a very appropriate episode because I did just recently.
Pizza's
pause.
Here.
Sorry, we'll come back to that.
So we just had a little interlude there because the pizza arrived. This is a late night recording.
It's very unusual for you as well because you're not usually a pizza eater.
Well, and do you know what? Because it's coming up to Cooper's birthday, I said that he can have the choice of what food we get and he chose pizza. I don't really like pizza that much.
It's one time, Cooper. Wow. Oh, happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Well, you're normally on board with a Chinese.
On board.
Yeah.
Oppressed.
You're so oppressive.
If I teach you something, am I oppressing you?
But pizza is good because it's when you see all those big muscle blokes, that's what they're eating.
Oh, well, better eat some more of it then.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's funny that we are doing a late night recording session. I mean, I say late night, it's about 8 p.m, but that probably means we will finish at about midnight. And so when we get to the end of the episode, we can probably, call out to each other, Happy New Year. It'll be like midnight.
We'll never count down.
One time, I remember going to GAY back, it was the millennium, and they did New Year again the next day because no one went to GAY on that night. They did it on the Friday and the Saturday. They had a New Year's and they had the countdown and everything.
Why did nobody go?
because I think everyone else like was doing outside fireworks and stuff.
It was a millennium.
And then they did it. Well, maybe they did go and then they did Saturday night as well. So they just did it again.
Millennium. New Year's Eve was messy.
Why waste a good video graphic?
Was it not?
No, I was at my auntie's and I watched it on TV and had one Smirnoff Ice.
To watch the New Year in on telly.
I had a whole bottle of Archers around Vicky McCartney's house and I
Who's Vicky McCartney? I danced.
She had a party, right? A house party. And I like blacked out on peach schnapps.
What?
Yeah, I blacked out. And then I remember grinding with her mum, who was an alcoholic.
Just like PM2.
Yeah, and I just remember, I've got this memory of grinding with her mum in the front room. And then the next memory I have is of sitting on the sofa and just throwing up over the side of the settee.
Nice.
Someone's yakking up into the toilet upstairs.
And I slept there. I was sick again on the floor. And then when I woke up, I was like, you know, hungover. But I was mortified. I was like,
mortified?
I threw up everywhere in this house. Yeah. And I went to just put on my stuff and discreetly leave. But just as I went to leave, I was like, hang on. I made the mixtape. You think I'm leaving my mixtape in someone else's house? It took me like a whole day. A cassette mixtape.
So year 2000.
CDs were out then, and CD burners.
Well, I didn't have one. Mm-hmm. So I went back into the front room, stepped over everyone in their sleeping bags on the floor. It was like a sea of people asleep. Got to the cassette player.
Mission Impossible.
Pressed the eject button. It was like click. And I saw one person's eyes like open and look at me. And I just went, all right. Took my cassette and I split.
That's it then. I'll be off.
How about you, Peter? Yeah.
Well, I've been, as we mentioned earlier, celebrating Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Had some lovely Chinese food made from it. I had a Chinese hot pot. I put up some lanterns.
Well, it sounds like the food you enjoyed on New Year's Eve was a far better fare than we see being served up by Saffron in this episode.
Some food like that is one of the reasons I live in France.
And talking of special celebrations like New Year's Eve, we are in the middle of both our birthdays right now. I've just had mine. Cooper's just got his coming up. Our birthdays are a fortnight apart. So we have a little 2 week long birthday celebration. All of the cards stay up. We have 2 weeks off the diet. We've been eating.
You should see how much cake has come for his birthday. It's ridiculous.
Cake. All about cake.
Vegan cake, gluten cake, full fat cake.
Gluten-free cake.
Glutinous cake. Well,
that's what Peter had for his afters on the Chinese meal, the gluten ball cake.
So I think the episode beckons.
I can hear fireworks in the distance, darling. Should we get this episode underway?
Let's.
This is season 3, episode 2, Bon Année.
Get your notes ready, girl.
Set the scene.
Let's just watch the scene and then do it. Didn't even get one word spoken.
So one of the things we always say when we watch AbFab and we record these episodes is like, we must get quicker at doing this. Like, you probably wouldn't realise, but behind the scenes, we spend about 4 to 5 hours watching a single episode of AbFab, which we then reduce and edit down to an hour. And when we were getting ready and setting up today, we said, let's just watch a whole scene and then we'll talk about it.
This time we're going to do it.
Literally, we've watched the opening titles just now. No one has said a word, and I'm like, pause it, I need to talk.
Bubble has moved her mouth like she's about to say a word as she plays with her Jasmine doll, but we've paused.
That's very inclusive doll, isn't it? Jasmine doll. It's nice. It's nice to see Jasmine, not one of the other.
Yeah. I wonder how they got able to use Disney on the BBC in the 90s.
Well, it's not like they're sat there going, this is Princess Jasmine of Aladdin fame. But I just want to remark on, as the music has barely faded from the intro and Gran is getting on it. I mean, I know it's New Year's Eve, but I don't know what pills she's taking there, but she's necking them with a chaser of sherry.
And Saf can see her doing it.
Yeah. While she wolfs down the rest of the turkey.
Yeah, she's got the munchies.
For pills.
For pills and turkey.
Is this what you used to be like on a New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
So let's bring in Bubble here straight away.
So what's all this in aid of then?
Now she's going on and on about, feels like only yesterday it was Christmas. Bringing you over to us today, and people still had their Christmas trees up
in
their house.
Did you see some?
They still had their Christmas trees up.
I remember pointing them out.
It's February.
It's because people are locked down and they need something festive while they're in their house.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been like this at the time. What is this? Their Christmas 1994 going into New Year's 1995.
Is it going into 96?
No, 95.
We had this argument last
episode
as well.
I think it's 95.
Oh, so it's going into 95.
To 1995.
Bubble says it feels like only yesterday, and it does. That week between Christmas and New Year, every day feels like the same.
Insane. Yeah, you don't know what day of the week it is.
She's obviously got that Princess Jasmine doll as a Christmas present.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. I didn't think of it.
It's her new toy. She got it for Christmas.
Instance of her just sitting at the table. And what's is it? Coloring books.
She's got like coloring books. I think it's coloring in fashion, like fashion design.
You see,
because we know Bubble moonlights a little bit.
Yep, she does.
But I like that she's just like an innocent little girl sitting at the kitchen table off school playing with her new present.
I wonder whether it's her new present and she brought it round, or when she got there, that was Saf and Gran's present to Bubble and they've just given it to her and she's
absolutely
just opened
not.
It.
I think she's brought it with her. Yeah.
Her mum and dad probably got her.
Yeah,
that.
For sure. Did you boys have dolls or did you have
action
figures?
I had both.
Dolls?
I had She-Ra and He-Man.
And trolls.
But She-Ra's not really a doll. It's still an action figure.
Yeah, I suppose
she's not
so.
Like a Barbie, is it?
Yeah. No. I had My Little Ponies.
Close.
I mean, of course you did. Oh, we shouldn't laugh at that. That's great that you had that.
Yeah, the thing is with those, their legs don't move, so they're like static.
Yeah, you just...
Their leg was like one out like that.
You just have to rock them.
Sorry, they're just posing. Just, like, you move. Get it and you clomp, clomp, clomp it across the table, don't you? But I remember on my 7th birthday, my dad came and picked me up and he was like, it's your 7th birthday, so you can buy 7 toys. And I was like...
7?
So I got to pick 7 toys. I
don't of any you... price?
I had He-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Or like Transformers or something. But I also picked some like My Little Pony stuff. So it was a very non-binary set of toys.
Oh.
I remember getting a pound pussy as well. Oh, no, hang on.
Excuse me?
No,
that was last week.
Pound puppy.
No, but it was the cat. Pound pussy.
They weren't called pound pussies, babe.
Pound pussy.
They weren't called pound pussies. They were, called pound kitties.
Pound kitties.
I mean, if they'd called it pound pussy, they would have been... You know, the marketing team were like, we're just going to do it. We're just going to call it
pound kitty. I had a pound kitty.
Pound pussy. Oh, my God.
Pound furries are each sold separately.
Gran's very medicated at this point, and she's waving that carving knife around, chopping bits off that turkey.
She's definitely got the munchies. I like that joke when she sings Auld Lang Syne.
It's so stupid.
Old acquaintance be.
Forgot.
Yeah.
You knew. If Eddie she had been knew. There, if Eddie had been there and Gran had done that, Eddie would have been like, forgot. You knew that.
We're not amused.
This is one of Gran. She's acting up. She's showing off.
Know, in her head, she's like, fucking funny.
Yeah, because she's on it. She's had a few cherry chasers and she thinks she's...
There is a lot of meat left on that bird. It's like almost a full bird. It's like they've not even had any
we've
at Christmas.
A couple of slices of the breast.
Gran says there's not a lot of meat on this bird.
There's not much meat on this bird, dear.
There's loads of meat on that bird.
But she says there's not. That's the joke. She doesn't say there is.
I don't get the joke. When Safi says that could have been you, Gran.
That could have been you, Gran.
Well, because she's saying that you've eaten it all.
This bird. There's not a lot of meat on this bird. And Saf's like, oh, that could be you, Gran.
That you've eaten it, Gran.
No, she's not saying you've eaten it.
She's calling her skinny.
She's like, when Gran goes, oh, there's not a lot of meat on that bird. She's like, oh, that could be you, Gran. Like, that could mean you.
I don't think that's the joke. The joke is there's no meat left on the bird. And Safi's going, because you've eaten it all. That could have been you, Gran. That could have been you, Gran.
Do you know what? I'm having like a real moment of... This is like rocking my world because I've spent the last 30 years when someone makes a comment that is something like, oh, this is a bit big or this is a bit thin or something, I'll say to them, that could be you, Gran. I just been embarrassing myself?
Yeah, you
that's
have.
Because I thought it was something like that, but I think Cooper's right. I think it's just like, yeah, that's because you're fucking
say you got a cake.
Yeah.
And you'd sat there and you'd eaten the cake.
You'd been picking.
And then you went, this cake isn't very big. I would have gone to you. That could have been you, Gran. Because you've been sitting there picking the cake, making it small.
I mean, it makes sense.
Say like you were making a bit of lamb and you went to me, oh, it's a lot of fat on these bones. I'd go, oh, that could be you, Cooper.
But that's,
but
yeah.
But it could have been. It
could have been.
Yeah. Oh, I've got it wrong all these years.
So? Oh, well done, Cooper.
It's kind of ruined it for me. Thank you very much, both of you, for ruining AbFab for me.
I only asked the question. Jennifer Saunders ruined it for you because that's how she fucking wrote it.
Yeah, Jen, ruining my life. Yeah.
I'd never go back to Pips now.
Look how Bubble's bending Princess Jasmine like, right back. Backwards.
Oh, was that backwards? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look.
Backwards. Puss in the air.
Very flexible.
My New Year's resolution, sweetie, to have more fun.
I love this entrance of Eddie and Patsy. Because it's just typical Eddie, just like jumping on some bandwagon of something that's been cool and hip and just like...
Just going with
making
it.
Making a mess.
Rollerblades were massive, but I had rollerblades.
My brother still makes fun of me to this day. He got rollerblades at one point, and I had like the roller skates that you like strapped onto your shoes.
Oh.
I see you're in podcasters these days, darling.
And I remember later on when she's getting the boots taken off, the insole thing would come out every time.
Yep.
Every time.
I had the old Bowers. I had Bauer four skates and I had puffers round, you know, the four-wheeled
quad
ones.
I had these exact rollerblades that Eddie's wearing, and we had just moved into our new house, and it was the first morning in the new house in a new area, and I got up. Obviously, I was like, we've talked about this. I would have been like 11 years old or whatever, and I like thought I looked all cool with my hair in a ponytail and my roller skates on, my rollerblades. I was skating up and down. Pony. And these other kids came up to me. And they went, I always remember this. Come up to me and they went, are you a boy or a girl?
Oh.
I know. And I was like mortified.
Mortified?
Oh, bless you.
Because now you would have gone, hey, sis.
Oh, hey. Girl, you cannot label me. I'm non-binary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My brother used to let me borrow his rollerblades, and there was once, and I held onto the back of his bike and I fell. And like, I was wearing tracksuit bottoms, skidded through the tracksuit bottoms and like grazed my knees.
Talking really of tracksuit bottoms, you remember in the last episode when Eddie says she was going to put on the next generation silver tracksuit, mm-hmm. and we made a joke about it would be something that Seven of Nine would wear. Mm. Patsy is today. Literally wearing Seven of Nine's bodysuit under her black coat.
Got it in my notes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't see the resemblance.
And I'm gutted that in this episode, Patsy doesn't take the coat off.
That's your mum's coat. You know that coat your mum asked me to sell?
It's upstairs.
Oh, it's gross. You need to put that
it's
on
like
the thing.
It's like a sort of Nazi military black leather. Is it BMW?
Careful,
coat?
You'll get cancelled if you say anything Nazi related.
No, but isn't that coat like a German... It's BMW,
it's like,
isn't
yeah,
it?
It's BMW branded label BMW. On the back. Wow. And your mum's like, can you sell this for me, Dave? I was like, we're at the S&M fair.
If I want bits and chains, I'll go to Peter Jones.
Has Patsy got a padlock around her neck?
Is she a pup all of a sudden?
It looks like she's got a chain with a padlock. You can't quite see it here, but you get to see it a bit closer later on in the episode. So have a look and see what you think it is. If Patsy had taken that coat off in this episode, she would have looked so good, but we never get to see her without the coat on.
Safi, she has test tubes on the counter with spices in.
With little hats on them.
Spices? Is there no end? Well, it's obviously a herb, like a spice rack.
I'm more concerned about the Christmas hats on the test tubes.
Yeah, they're weird.
Are they Christmas hats?
No, they're weird, like femidoms.
Is there no end to Safi's obsession with test tubes?
With science. Yeah. This girl will stop at no end to turn the most fun situation into a boring science experiment.
I actually had a look on Etsy. They're 88 quid. You can buy test tube spice rack.
Oh, is that actually what it is?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Oh, see, I thought she was just, you know, she was doing one of her experiments, but to Christmas it up a little bit, she made these little Christmas hats.
No, they're like little herb, like, you know, like herbs and spices in each of them.
Do you know what? There's a lot of misunderstanding in this episode.
Oh my God. I mean, we're a mess. We don't have a clue what we're watching.
So many depths. I feel like I've spent 30 years not understanding what this episode's truly about.
Yeah.
And I'm Cooper, a super fan since the very beginning.
Well, I'm glad we're getting to the real core of this episode.
Yes, we are, sweetheart. Eddie's New Year's resolution is to have more fun.
I mean, how much more fun can you have?
I mean, she goes from fun to fun to fun.
She always has fun where there's fun to be had.
Yeah.
Do you make New Year's resolutions?
No. I'm not really one for treating the 1st of January as if it's this new beginning.
I definitely haven't made any this year. I feel like, what's the fucking point?
I think it can be worth saying there's something that I want to achieve at some point in this year. Like, by the end of 2021, I would like to have done blah.
You've got a goal.
Yeah, I've got a goal. Yeah.
When people used to say, have you got any New Year's resolutions? I would say that line. To resist the surgeons now for yet another year.
I used to say, mother was such a slut.
Yeah.
Bastard babies to the four corners of the earth, all that. And people used to look at me like, what, like your mum? That's a bit harsh. Like, why would you say that? But I was just, again, reeling off the adverb lines.
Well, you're funny you say that because I said that about my dad and it's actually true. Well, men are such sluts.
Men are such... Daddy was such a slut.
Goodbye, babes in Toyland, glam, ram, trashy, ambient, jazz with the Dennis the Menace and a couple of black and whites thrown in.
That is an epic title. Patsy's looking quite smug because she's obviously come up with the idea.
Patsy looks so smug about it because she knows it's the last place in the world Saf would want her mum to go.
Patsy reveals where the happening is.
Underground car park in Romsey.
I looked up where Romsey is, near Southampton.
Yeah.
But that's like so far away.
But I think the point is that it's so like unsalubrious, isn't it? It's just the end of the world, some backwater place.
How long does it take to get there?
Well, that's why Eddie's itching to go.
Yeah.
That is long. It's going to take about 2 hours to get there.
Oh, God, could you be bothered?
But if you remember, sometimes it would take us 2 hours on New Year's Eve 100%. To get to the club just from like...
To travel from zone 3 to zone 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, that just seems like a long way.
It is.
Or you, yeah, or wait in the queue for 2 hours.
Oh. Maybe that's like Gran is actually going out after midnight. Gran's only staying there for midnight, so that's why she's getting on it. She's doing all of her pills.
She's bulking. She's getting the food in.
She's preloading. She's drinking the sherry now so that when the clock strikes, she's going to be on it and good to go. She'll jump in the cab and hit the club. Gran's going to Frankie Knuckles.
Although we know that's not true based on the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Why?
Then
she splits and she's off to the club. She's like, right, see ya.
Yeah.
I've done my duty.
She's going to bridge.
Under the pretense that she's just going home to bed.
Yeah.
She's actually just dropped a pill.
It's probably what you used to do to your family. Peter's like, okay, midnight, happy new year. I'm off now, off home. And then he'd like take off his black military Nazi jacket and underneath he'd have his
Nazi
pizza
jacket.
Would have his 7 of 9
pizza.
Cat suit on.
pizza. He's called him pizza.
It's Freudian slip, babe.
Babe, I'm all for that. I used to hit the clubs at 5 a.m. I used to get up and go out to the clubs.
Never.
This was 1994 going to 95. So 95, do you remember what you did for New Year's Eve? Because I remember my cousins going to something called Fantasy Island, which was like a happy hardcore event.
I was 12, so no, I was absolutely not.
I was
doing
a bit
that.
Older. And an interesting fact, E17 Stay was the number one on New Year's Eve. That was the one. And then it was Earth Song the year after. I got confused. I wasn't sure if it was 96 or 95, but Earth Song was 96.
Can we hit?
Hold on. Earth Song was not 96.
It says here.
Because Christmas number one, 1996, was the first of the three Spice Girls number ones.
Don't call Peter out on Spice Girls. He'll have
96, 97, Chris,
they got Christmas number one, but not New Year's Eve number one.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, back in your box, pizza.
Confirmed. Swear to God, that's not a thing.
That's get not back a thing in your box, pizza.
That place we used to go to in New York was all right.
The Karl Lagerfeld bondage rooms at Club 64.
I can see Karl Lagerfeld, you know, with a whip in his hand, his glasses on, in the bondage rooms.
Because he has his little leather gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Have you ever been to Torture Gardens?
I've been to a stable auction.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'll save that for the sex episode.
Yeah. Oh, we'll come back to that, viewers, listeners. I mean, I can't really say anything about Torture Gardens. That is PG.
Torture Gardens
is like a club night, but it's like a bondage kind of S&M.
Is it for straight people?
It's for mixed. Yeah.
So it's basic.
It was. I remember going and feeling there was a lot of boob for my liking.
No, I'm not feeling sorry.
Yeah.
I don't like being the gay that's like, women, but yeah.
I don't need to say that. What is Peter Jones?
It's a hardware shortstop.
It's John Lewis.
It's like John Lewis.
Peter Jones is the original John Lewis on Sloane Square.
What? I didn't know this.
They don't do whips and chains and leather in Peter Jones. It's just a department store. And that's where Safi would go if she wanted anything. But Safi's a snob because she sent her mum to Asda that time and then she's going on about Peter Jones and freaking Sloane Square.
Yeah, Saf.
Yeah.
You go there for crockery and garden furniture.
But I'm sure if you get creative, anything can be a spanking implement if you're brave enough.
Yeah. A wooden spoon.
There's plenty of things in kitchenware that you can use as a spanking implement.
100%, that's true.
Do you want me to show you, Pete?
I think we need to take a break.
They'll beat anything, apparently.
Patsy's been quite quiet so far, and now Safi's giving a little bit of shit, so it's starting.
There were times when you were very little, darling, when
even the dog refused to babysit.
Exactly. Are we meant to believe that they had a dog? Even the dog wouldn't babysit you, Patsy says to poor Saf.
She's just saying it just to slag her off. Because I don't, yeah.
We had a dog.
I hadn't picked up on that before, but just hearing it this time, I was like, there's no way they ever had a dog.
No. There is a section later on in series 4 or 5 where they talk about a kitten. Safi had a kitten.
A pound pussy.
She had a pound pussy and it went missing. And there's a whole thing with Patsy destroyed it. But
Saf's pound pussy.
I don't remember
Saf
them ever talking.
Missing her pound pussy. Pussy.
Pound furry, you need someone you can purr.
You know when Saf says pissed, I feel like that's a little bit like when she said booze. It's like pissed. Like, where'd you pick that word up, Saf? Who have you been hanging out with?
The uni friends, they would have said pissed. Let's get pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Gran probably said it to her. She's picked it up off Gran.
Yeah.
Give me a sherry and some pills. Let's get pissed.
Let's get pissed.
Am I correct in thinking it's when the year goes up one?
Eddie confirms that it is. They are going into 1995 and Bubble has to make a note of it with her pen, with her extravagant pen. And I feel like if any one of us is going to have a pen like this. Leon.
Leon would,
surely
yeah.
you had a pen like this.
I'm surprised you didn't have one with like a troll on the end of it. Because well, I had the one with the troll. You put it on the pencil. Yeah. It was a little one. I didn't have a big wedding troll.
Yeah.
But I had the little one with the air.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Much like Bubbles' furry star.
Excuse me? Oh, my God,
yeah,
Leon.
It is furry and pink, isn't it?
Phil.
Bubbles' pink furry star.
She has got a, like, see around her neck, she's got a kitty.
Yeah.
It's a kitty scarf. You see it? Like got two cat heads.
It's like got a cat head on each side.
I remember them very
like
vaguely.
Full fur.
But it's like got two cat heads. So it's like a little.
It reminds me of Cat Dog. Do you remember Cat Dog? Yeah. It was like a cat at one end and a dog at the other end. It's kind of like that. Yeah.
When Bubble says, I'm always signing checks on you for the wrong with the wrong date on, is that just their like dodgy dealings? Like signing the check in the future so it can't get cashed until the future's because they don't have the
no,
money?
No, I think it's just Bubble just. Being like, I'm always doing the wrong dates in your checks.
Because it cuts to Eddie and Eddie sort of like goes, oh, don't know what she's talking about. Like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you're right. Rumbled. Yeah. She's like,
and she's like, Bubble, do this check, but don't put the date on it for another couple of weeks because we need to wait.
Oh, that'll be Dad and Oliver.
Buzzer.
Like, farts.
Yeah. Who is it? The door. Oh, God, it's all going.
Cherish with a Y.
Yeah.
I have watched this episode, like we were saying earlier, three times in preparation for this. And every time I find this scene so completely pointless.
It's so good. Cherish is like such... Because do you remember I said to you, I really think that they planned every time we saw Marshall, he was going to have a different girlfriend. Mm. Bo, Sondra, Cherish.
With a Y.
And also this thing of Jennifer Saunders obviously writing what she considers to be these just like airhead bimbo Americans. I love it. And Cherish is just about to take it up to a whole other level.
A workout in West Hollywood with Lorenzo.
Played by Rebecca Frond, who's Kath in 99. Yeah.
Hi, Kath. Cappuccino'd be nice.
Yeah. She was also in Humans.
She was in Humans.
She was that synth.
Oh, yeah. And she was in the other one that was a show last year. Did you watch the other one? About a girl who, like, discovers her long-lost chavvy sister.
She's giving Eddie like a whole resume.
Oh my God.
It's like a job interview.
But it's what they do, isn't it? Yeah. Let me talk to you about myself, what Sondra did. Let me tell you about my book. Let me tell you everything.
About themselves.
Oh, going on. You've never even met Eddie. She don't care. She's not even holding the phone to her. She's holding the phone away.
She doesn't even ask like Eddie like who she's talking to. She's got handed the phone and she's trying to ramble about herself.
That's what makes it too funny.
I work out with Lorenzo.
Who is Lorenzo?
I'm picturing Lorenzo. Who's that guy that the muscles and the long hair? Like in a Fabio.
Lorenzo.
I do greetings cards for all occasions, births, deaths, reincarnations.
You boys, if you were to make a greetings card, how would you lay it down?
I think you could do like a good abfab greeting card for like a death, which suggests a reincarnation, because we know Eddie is a Buddhist.
Yeah.
So like if someone died, I would give them a card and on it would be like an upside down cockroach saying she might come back as one of those.
I think mine would be the classic line, you chose the right season to go because black's very in this season. That would be my
mine
one.
Mine wasn't AbFab related.
Oh.
Do you know what podcast you're on?
Oh, well, you didn't specify that.
Obviously, it had to be AbFab related.
Oh, okay, then I didn't do it.
What
one.
Did you do?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, go and tell us.
Well, there was one for a birth that I just had, like, it was just like, congratulations on your birth. And then on the inside it said, I wish I got a card every time someone came in me.
You do. A card from the clinic.
Yeah.
Whoa. I didn't mean me specifically.
Oh, right. Okay.
The card you will have to ring up and check and they go, can I just check your date of birth?
Yeah. Or will you get that text message and it's like, Louise needs to speak to you in case someone else sees your phone. And it basically means one of your tests come back positive. You're like, fuck's sake.
Is that what it says, Louise?
Or it used to, for straight people, they would send it to you. I think gays don't give a shit.
Mine just gets my results.
What's that thing you go into a pub and you say Sharon or something and they know you're going
to... Oh, if you're with a bloke and you're a bit scared of him, you can go
you say
to the
Sharon
bartenders.
Or something.
So people in pubs are trained to know that if a girl comes up to them and is like, I need to speak to...
You mean domestically abused.
Madeline. Madeline.
I need to speak to Madeline
immediately.
And then they sort it out, which I think is great.
Madeline. I need to speak to Madeline.
Talking of your birth one, you could do one, you know, with a big font on the front. Oh, well, donate to Flush Air now for a birth. Gender reveal.
after the iconic Cherish.
With a Y.
We're back to the kitchen where Justin and, I've forgotten his name.
Oliver.
Oh, Oliver.
Damn it.
And look, when they arrive, this really interests me.
You really interest me.
Because when we get up into the front room, we see the animosity between Eddie and Patsy and Justin and Oliver, right? And they're like, they don't get on. Look at Oliver when he greets Patsy behind Eddie's back while she's on the phone. Oliver's like, all right, Pats, a big smile. And they go up to each other. Ooh. They're mates. And they get on and they don't let Eddie know.
Do they
because,
hang out outside when Eddie's not
I around. Reckon. Look, watch this.
Hi, Pat.
Did you see him? Hi, Patsy.
Yeah.
All smiles.
I mean, if I was playing the character Oliver and I walked in and there's fucking Joanna Lumley, I would have gone,
oh, do you think? Do you think he just
he
broke
may be
character?
A bit starstruck. You know what gays are like for these icons.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah,
bitch with a drug habit and they're anybody's.
Mm. This joke. Sorry, going back to Cherish with
this.
Get, there's a quick little flashback from the kitchen back to Cherish with a Y and Marshall, and he says,
"You have really great tits."
I'm sorry, but I find something grossly sexy about Marshall in this scene. There's something about the way he's sitting and he's looking, and the way he says
there
it
isn't.
To her, he's like, "You've got really great tits."
Lurchy. Like going to get you
lecherous.
No, I think, each to their own, but you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Were you?
But Cherish thanks him for the compliment. She's nice, polite girl.
Are you more of a Marshall or a Justin man? If you had to pick one night of passion with one of Eddie's cast-off secondhand goods.
Oh, could I have Oliver?
No, because Eddie wasn't married to Oliver.
Oh.
Ex-husband flash flood, pick one.
God, that is a rock and a hard place.
Justin,
yeah. Because
he could use that cane. Spanky.
Do you reckon Justin and Oliver make other uses of that cane behind closed doors?
They'll be anything, apparently.
I'll see you down the YMCA. Okay. That's where he goes.
Oliver does this face every time, and he does it a lot in this episode, and I absolutely love it. He sucks his cheeks in. Whenever he's being a bitch, or whenever he's giving Eddie a bitchy look, he sucks his cheeks in and looks her up and down. I love that.
I see you on casters these days, darling. How cute. You know, I think they're a great way for hauling around big, large, hefty objects, don't you?
Oh, honey.
The library's open.
Big
the kitchen
time.
Library's open. Mm-hmm. Stamp your bloody membership cards. Oliver is going to town.
Prepare to be read.
Yeah, and it's a fat. And you so know
low
how
blow.
A lot of drag queens don't like that now, do they, on the new series?
But it's not purely a fat jibe because he's making the joke out of her being on wheels.
Right.
Mm. So he's saying, like, you know, to be you're hefty and you've got to be pushed around on wheels now.
That's still a fat joke.
Do you
Large,
know what?
Hefty objects, he says around.
This reminds me a bit of some of that, because we have a sense of humour, I think, between us, we can take the piss out of each other, and you do read each other, and you do sometimes get a bit close to the bone, but it's done with love, and we'll do it to each
Don't
other.
Touch me when you say that.
But it's done in good humour, and I feel that Eddie and Patsy, they're so close to actually being mates, because Patsy has got good comebacks, Eddie's got good comebacks, and even here when Oliver goes, oh, you're on pushing around hefty objects, and Eddie comes back with, I would have been impressed if you said that when you first walked in.
Yeah,
like, you've
sure.
not, you've spent 10 minutes thinking
yeah,
of it.
Thinking yeah. of it, yeah.
But she's angry about it, and
she's furious.
She's throwing that back at him out of anger, but it could be said back with a laugh, and they could have both laughed about it and been like, yeah, touche, Ed, you know, all three of them. The three of them should have gone to Frankie Knuckles.
Oh, God.
Definitely, they should have gone.
I mean, but I feel like everyone's like that. Everyone has their, like, limits. It just depends on your mood. Eddie's just predispositioned to have her back up to anything Oliver says. And she's probably more annoyed just because, it's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Oliver has the same coat on as Pat's.
Oh, my God. Oliver's wearing the BMW military leather.
It must have been him. Was 95 a big thing for black leather?
Ask Peter Jones. Maybe they're all on the bondage list.
Yeah, maybe they're all on the mailing list.
Patsy signed them all up, let's be honest. She just put email after email.
Yeah, she added Saf, and Saf was like mortified. She added Oliver, and he was like, oh, I'll have one of them coats.
Yeah, I'll have that
actually,
butt plug.
I was just thinking there, when I've been thinking about this, I've been thinking email list, but I bet you it was probably like mailing, like...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They sent the brochure in the post.
Totally. I've been thinking email the whole time.
Me too.
And I was just imagining, like, Patsy sitting at her computer just typing in the email addresses, going, enter, next one.
I put them on the plane coming back from the Caribbean.
They've been to the Caribbean, I remember.
Oh, there we go.
So they've been to Barb's. When Justin pulls Eddie's boots off and the sock comes off, as it always does, there's a little sound effect. He goes,
no, oh, oh.
Listen to the sound.
Did yours do that when you took yours off?
I must have done. Yeah, it sounds like Darth Vader taking off his helmet.
Yeah, that's exactly that sound effect. Do you think they rang up George Lucas? Can we borrow that sound effect? Lucas Light and Film, or whatever they call it.
LucasArts.
LucasArts. Can we borrow that sound
effect? Industrial Light and Magic.
That's it. They borrowed that sound effect.
She's had these on since she's been on the plane.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Can you imagine what a nightmare she is on that flight?
Up and down the aisles.
Oh, no, light legs now. Light legs.
Hang on. Oh, she's taken Justin's cane.
Yeah. Who's she? Edwina.
Edwina Monsoon has procured Justin's cane to aid her light legs walking.
She wants to sanitise that handle before she starts.
Jesus. Yeah. See, Gran drying each individual grape. She's washing each one and then polishing them. She's tripping out. You know, like when done like something and you're like looking at a grape.
Like you
looking
said about
at a grape,
the shoelaces.
The shoelace. Oh, don't. Yeah, like she's probably looking at that grape and it's probably like talking to her.
Oh, she's having a great conversation with it.
Yeah.
Come to me.
You know, Bubble just then, you know, we were just talking about Star Wars. The bit when she goes, come to me. Come to me.
We've had the Darth Vader sound effects. We've had her singing Come to Me to the Imperial March. We've had her playing with her Jasmine doll, which is Disney. She knew what was going to happen. She's like, she predicts more correct things in the future than The Simpsons does.
She does. Yeah. It's all the world according to Bubble 30 years in advance.
Not completely useless, you know.
And she is actually about to have the moment. This is a classic bit. It's one that will stick in probably everyone who watches AbFab. The moment Bubble reveals Patsy has a sister.
Sister.
My God.
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, this bit has been wanting to show Peter this bit for a long time because we've been doing this sister.
Since we started. Yeah.
Since we started.
It was on fire.
Hello. Yeah, you do that a lot.
But she brings it up from the bowels, the depths of her soul. It's like The Exorcist, like she's channeling it, come to me. She's like, it's taken over her body. Yeah. It's the spirit has taken her.
She's speaking in tongues.
And when she says it, watch Patsy's face with her teeth. She's like,
it's because Patsy has secrets and she's like, fuck, what is she about to say?
What secret is about to come out?
Yeah. See Gran throwing the tea towel over the chicken to try and stop the sick going on, whatever Bubble's going to do. It's the neck that goes up, like the Patsy's neck kind of goes.
It extends about twice in length. And she looks at Bubble and she's like...
Because Bubble looks angry. Like, she's going to say something horrible.
Bubble's like, I know something.
And she's using her furry star as a pointer.
Bubble points her pink furry star directly at Patsy to reveal the secret.
A sister.
My God.
Do you think Justin goes, my God, because of the way Bubble has just delivered the news? Yeah. Or, my God, at the news, Patsy's got a sister, my God.
No, he probably knows. Isn't it like,
I think he's not bothered about Bubble,
Yeah, who, like,
Safi
obviously
know.
Doesn't know, but do you think everyone else is just like...
Justin and Oliver didn't know.
No.
I think it's news to them. And I think he's like, my God, there's another one of you.
And Safi, why would she want to meet Patsy's sister?
A sister, now that I would like to see.
That I'd like to see.
Because she wants to know, is the stuff Patsy told her about her mum and her upbringing, how real is that?
Because she's heard so much bullshit over the years, probably.
Yeah.
It's just coming tonight. No, not tonight. Eddie, she's coming here to see me.
And I like it. Eddie just feels threatened. She hates anyone. Anyone coming in between her and
a good time.
Yeah, her and a good time and her and Patsy, because she's like, fuck, because now I'm not going to get any attention because Patsy blows her load over her sister because her sister's the fun one.
Yeah, her sister's on the pedestal and Eddie knows now that her night is just not going to happen the way she wanted it to.
No.
Yeah.
Ski runs in Switzerland and drug runs in Cuba.
It is revealed by Eddie, however, that Jackie might be a bit of a drug pusher. She might be a little bit of a... Something not quite right with Jackie. She's not all glam.
Well, no. It seems like the chance to be a drug smuggler was presented to everyone. And obviously Eddie didn't take it because Patsy says...
Well, at least she had the
guts to do it.
Yeah.
So do you think they, at one point they were somewhere and something happened and Eddie was like, no, this isn't for me.
Eddie's like,
and then
I'm
Jackie
out.
Was like, fucking give me it. Yeah. I'll put anything you want anywhere you want.
Oh, God. My God.
At least she had the guts to do it. Is it because she could swallow condoms with drugs in and shit them out? Is that what that means? She had good guts.
She literally had really good guts.
She had the guts to swallow them drugs.
Patsy can't because she's had a stomach bypass. Yeah. And Eddie was probably just two chickens. Maybe it's both.
Yeah. Jack's had double meaning. Good guts. And that's now literally why she throws up everything she eats, because she's fucked her life from swallowing all those condoms with drugs through the years. There's the deeper meaning there. There's the story. She had the guts to do it.
Yeah.
It was when she was with that group, the Beach Boys, the Beatles.
That was the Bader-Meinhof.
What's the Bader-Meinhof?
The Bader-Meinhof.
It's a far-left militant German group. They killed quite a lot of people.
So they weren't anything to do with music.
I think they blew some stuff up. You know, they killed some people. They were left-wing, so their heart was in the right place. But, you know, they went about it.
They were trying to cause it. Miss Deborah, don't cause it.
Oh no, Miss Deborah, don't cause it.
Oliver says, I can't wait to meet this woman. And Eddie reads him. She goes, it's the first time you've ever said that, I should imagine. That still makes me laugh so hard.
How does he react when she says that?
He just purses his lip. He does his lip thing again. He takes it in good humour.
He likes it. He's like, okay, touche, sweetie. Even look at Patsy's face. Patsy's having a little laugh at it as well.
Like snuggling into Oliver. Yeah.
If you looked at that picture, you'd think that Patsy and Oliver were mates. And they
thick
were,
as thieves.
They
right
were, look, they're in their matching leather coats.
Oh, fucking hell. Patsy, are you going to wear your leather coat tonight? Cool, I'll wear mine.
Yeah.
Oh my God, maybe Patsy's padlock is from Oliver and he put it on her and she's Oliver's
for the
bitch.
Night. Yeah.
What if he's got the key underneath his turtleneck?
For when they go to the bondage rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all going on.
Patsy's honour? Send out a search party.
How solid do you think Patsy's honour is?
Well, obviously not very, because both Eddie and Saf are in agreement that they should send out a search party for Patsy's honour.
They are in agreement.
That bit makes me laugh so much because they both look at each other. They've just said exactly the same line. It's like, oh, fuck.
Because this is like the stars of a line. This never happened.
No. They're like mortified that they've both come out of the exact same read.
Mortified.
So it is New Year's, so we're going to be drinking, obviously, some champagne tonight.
And we have a lovely wee bottle of champagne that was gifted to us by a friend of the pod, Elvis. This is I Love Champagne. It's Didier Chopin Brut. It's actually I Heart Champagne, which is super cute.
It's so cute.
And thank you very much, Elvis. We are going to pop this bottle and have a glass now. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bottoms up.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Now, is that a brew?
It is a brew.
This is nice.
Drinkable.
I like
it's
it.
It's very nice.
We've been spoiled.
We've been spoiled. Yeah. I certainly could knock back a few bottles of this.
The colour of it's very, 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 well, it's almost see-through. It's like that.
For the girl on the go.
Mm.
It's good for the glamorous girl on the go
who wants a headache the next day.
Yeah. We might need a few painkillers in the morning, but for now, it is doing the trick. So cheers, Elvis. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Let's crack on with the episode. Well, look what the cat's dragged in. Actually, hardly the cat's dragged in. She looks absolutely fabulous.
Stunning.
Look what the cat hotel's dragged in.
The cat hotel.
Oh my God, have we told you about that cat hotel that's opened up a few doors down from where we live? The Pussy Pound.
The Pussy Pound. No, it's, there's a cat hotel opened up down the road.
Oh, Jax might be running it.
I don't think she is.
Jax, we go down and see.
Kate O'Mara looking fierce.
Incredible.
Her outfit's very Patsy from season one of Ab Fab, actually, I think, with like a few flowing bits and a long jacket.
And the audience reaction, they're not really cheer. They're like, ooh.
They're surprised.
Jackson. Yeah, they're surprised. They're like, ooh.
Here we go. It's on.
It's on.
Shit's about to go down.
Classic TV bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cause it.
If you want someone to be a bitch on TV, put their cigarette in a holder.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Cruella de Vil had one. She was a bitch.
Yeah, there's nobody. Oh, what do you call her? What do you call her from Coronation Street? Bette Lynch. Name me one lovely character on TV who had a cigarette in a holder. You can't do it.
The female Pink Panther at the beginning of the episode. She's sat there like that. She's a cunt.
I didn't recognise you. You've put on weight.
Oh, look at Safi's anorak hanging up in the hallway.
God, isn't
state of it.
Pathetic thing you've ever seen. Ugh. Beige on beige.
Really ruining my vibe of rustic ethnic.
Yeah, Eddie wouldn't let people hang their coats up in the hall for people to see.
They're on moose antlers.
Can I just say, that is one of my absolute pet hates in life. And I'm sorry, Peter, when you walk into someone's house and all their coats are hung up on the wall right by the front door. Oh, you don't have that anymore, do you?
How fucking dare you?
Oh, no, Miss Deborah, don't cause it.
You used to, though, right?
They were hung up behind the door.
Yeah,
she in my rented accommodation.
Oh, okay. Oh, but so she's a homeowner now.
But now she's a homeowner. She has a cupboard.
Oh, a cloakroom.
Cloakroom. I couldn't think of the posh
she
word.
Has a cupboard.
It sort of took the shine
just the
off
one,
me.
Dear.
Yeah. Took the shine off me trying to be all posh. I've got a cupboard by the door. Just chuck the coats in.
I can't bear it. Coats hung up and like a shoe rack by the door.
Oh, so, you know yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. I keep threatening him with a shoe rack because he leaves his shoes everywhere. And I'm like, if you don't pick your shoes up, I will get a shoe rack by the
he
door.
He does like, Safi, get rid of it or I'll do it. He's like, put your shoes away or I'll get a shoe rack.
Can I tell you what happened to me this week?
Wow.
So I've been running.
Round the living room, dear.
Because you know my body is my temple fitness.
Yeah.
And obviously it's the winter, so it's a bit wet and a bit gross outside. And in my building, people often leave their shoes in the hall.
Right.
So you don't want to like walk the mud in your flat. There's only a couple of flats on my floor, so it's pretty safe. My neighbours leave their shoes outside their front door. So I thought, oh, I'm going to do that because I've got my muddy trainers. Right. Left my trainers outside the front door and someone nicked them.
There's only one other flat on your floor.
I know, but it could have been a delivery guy. It could have been anyone from another floor. It could have.
Don't step to the working classes, Peter.
I wasn't.
It was probably the delivery guy.
I'm saying that they're the only people that have access that get in other than the residents. I can't imagine.
Maybe you've got like a weird pervert creeper somewhere in the building who went up and down, sniffed your. Did he leave your neighbour's shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, so he just took yours?
Just took my trainers.
What were they? Were they better?
They're just like scuzzy little Adidas running shoes that are old.
Foot
and they
fetish,
were
trainer fetish.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Nice boots.
Also, I love that Patsy's hair in this episode is sort of a bit of a, not messy buff, but it's different to normal.
It's a little bit more edgy. Like,
edgy.
Yeah, edgy.
Yeah. Like a bit of a rock and roll buff.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
go with the leather outfit.
She's going out.
And yeah. the 7 of 9 look, yeah.
She's got a couple of joints in there.
What area is this? Shepherd's Bush?
It's Holland Park.
Ding, ding, ding. It's a season 3
Easter egg.
Alert. Yeah.
Throwback alert. Yeah.
Throwback to a classic joke that we absolutely loved from earlier seasons.
Antonia.
Oh, yeah, from Antonia.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So what is it? A waxworks museum?
You just clock how many times over the rest of the episode Oliver purses his lips and sucks in his cheeks and looks up and down. I absolutely live for it.
Yeah. Imagine if you walked into your room and some queen was standing at the other side of the room, arms folded, pursed lips, looking you up and down.
That's literally every party you ever go to as a gay person when you go around someone else's house. There's always some queen stood with her arms folded looking you up and down. Always. This is like any party you go to around our friend's house. There's always some bitchy queen ready to look you up and down.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to help Patsy here. She's never entertained on this kind of scale before.
She's like when she went onto television.
Yes.
She was like, oh, how do I deal with this? So Jackie reads Safi to Filth saying too late to flush her now.
Jesus.
And Safi just takes it. Bless her. But why does Justin kind of not say this is my partner, Oliver? Why is he a little bit funny? Why is he like, this is Oliver.
This is my, this is Oliver.
I don't know.
It's just the taboo. It's just, it's not quite as widely as accepted nowadays. I think he's just not comfortable saying it out in public.
Maybe.
That's all.
You think Eddie would be like,
this is why.
Cum dump.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Three fab bitches.
Yeah.
Mm. Eddie, Jackie, Patsy, two gays. This should be
a wild ride.
It should be a kiki. It should be just, you know, fun. And they're all
it's
missing
gonna
the
unravel.
Opportunity.
It's going to unravel because Jax isn't what she seems.
Well, all of the women are putting on a front, aren't they?
Yeah, totally.
There's nothing I hate more than being an all-female company.
Little the Sheena.
Every dig Eddie throws at Oliver, he takes
he
it in good humour.
He's like,
he takes the read.
The gays, we thrive on bitchy comments. Like, gives us energy.
Well, it's like Eddie says.
God, you two are so predictable, aren't you? I mean, a bitch with a drug habit and you're anybody.
A nice, a good, well-landed read gives us,
They're like, come on, Jack, say something really bitchy about Eddie.
Another one was ballooned.
They're all pandering around her. Look at them, the gays straight round there.
You're like, oh, do you want some champagne, Jacks?
quick drink and then pop off to this club.
And everyone's only known her for 5 minutes and they're like, oh, can we get you anything?
Jackie says something about the funeral, their mother's funeral. And were any of the others there?
No, I was the only family.
So who were the others?
How
many of there are you? And if you put on the subtitles are correct.
Are they?
Right,
the subtitles say how many of you are there.
And nobody knows.
Mother was such a slut.
That is a classic line. Mother was such a slut, spreading bastard babies like a giant sprinkler.
It's gross.
It is gross.
About their own mum.
But I used to say that about my dad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because it was that. It was,
as we've already established.
Quite damaged as a teen into my 20s. That's how I kind of made light of it a little bit. I've got 5 stepbrothers and sisters. I've got 2 brothers and 3 sisters that I know about.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. Mm. And they haven't turned up at New Year's yet.
No, you were the only one at the funeral, weren't you?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Justin's trying to kind of be diplomatic and be like, oh, you know, who's the bigger sister? And Oliver didn't give a shit. He's just in there. He's like, how old are you?
That's the worst thing. Why do people play the age game? Who cares? Why do people play this game?
I'll tell you why.
Because I know why women want to feel like they look younger than what they do. But when the answer comes out that they're not, they get upset. So why ask?
Because you get someone like Jackie, or maybe not Jackie, Patsy, whatever, thinks she looks a lot younger than she is. And she'd love to sit around that table and go, okay, come on, guys. How old do you think I am? And she thinks everyone's going to go 37, 38.
She doesn't look her age though.
No. Everyone I've ever seen, when they do it, they get upset.
I hate it if anyone ever goes, oh, guess what age I am? Yeah, you're just like, no.
No, I'm not doing it.
But it's not even an interesting game. I don't really care how old you are. Tell me about something you've succeeded with in life. Tell me about your bloody...
Tell me about your travel blog.
Yeah. No one wants to read your travel blog,
Nobody
especially yours.
Nobody wants to read your travel blog.
No one does.
Touché, sweetie.
I'm 41.
41 and 39.
So we
41
get
41 and 39.
Jack says 41.
No, and Patsy says 39, and Jack says 41.
Even though she just forced her to say that she's the older one.
But yet, Jackie has just claimed a number that puts her as the eldest. Yep. So.
And I just love Eddie just looking at him. She's heard it before.
Patsy,
just...
you're 70.
Get her to tell you the Dietrich stories.
No, no. It's just the whole of Carnegie Hall. We'll be here all night.
What are the Dietrich stories?
The Deirdre stories.
No. What Dietrich?
Marlene Dietrich.
And Judy, so she's talking about Marlene Dietrich.
I was like, who the fuck? What's the Deirdre stories?
Old Hollywood actress, Marlene Dietrich.
Oh, there's obviously some stories there, are they?
Judy Garland obviously had a drug problem. That's well aware. But then I looked up Marlene Dietrich and her Wikipedia doesn't seem to mention anything about drugs. And she only died in 1992, so she lived a long life. If we're wrong, then someone will probably tell us.
Well, some people do message us when we miss these very obvious anecdotes. But I was 10 years old. We could make this like an AbFab trivia podcast. Every episode, we could sit down and go, this is what this reference means. This is what that means. But it's not, you know, the energy I'm trying to bring to it. I'm just like, when I watch the episode, this is what I think in all my blissful ignorance.
Our lack of knowledge.
It's just because we didn't know who Bill Wyman was. Why would I?
Yeah.
Why would I?
Thought he was a gardener.
I was a Spice Girls fan, not a fucking Stones fan at that age.
We like good music in this household.
We like girl groups.
God, you're so predictable, aren't you?
So we're back in the kitchen and Eddie stormed down in a strop because Jackie's gone to the toilet again. Do you think she's shitting out those condoms or drugs in? She's gone to the toilet again. She's got to really push it out.
For it.
Maybe Jackie's flown in from the Caribbean as well. Now she's got to get those packages out of her guts before she can hit the club. Or maybe that's why she's starting to feel unwell because one of them split.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, no, darling. I don't do that anymore.
Do you think it's okay to treat people horribly if you're thin?
I think there's a real, you know, mean girls, popular ones, the pretty ones, that they get away with being nasty to people. And that's sort of what Eddie's saying. Like, what gives her the right to treat people like that?
I can't believe what that woman said to me.
She's thin. She can get away with it. If Jackie was an ugly munter, she wouldn't get away with saying that stuff because Saf would have been like, who is she to say that to me? But she's glam, she's fab, her makeup's done, she's got Louis Vuitton luggage, she's thin.
Pretty privileged.
She's
pretty
privileged. She can get away with it. I'm not saying she should be able to.
Just the way it is, Leon. Yeah. It's the world we live in.
Yeah.
She's thin.
She's there. She's with the rich and powerful. She's
under him.
With the Baader-Meinhof, you know. She wasn't scared to smuggle the drugs or do the drugs, whatever. And Jax is like, that's 20 years ago, Pat, so I'm not that person anymore.
Yeah, this is, at the minute, it's just not quite computing with Pat. She's like, hold on, something's up. I'm not sure. Well, this isn't going how I expected to go.
And all of those things are what put Jackie on the pedestal for Patsy. Yeah.
Yeah. The pedestal's wobbling.
Just a bit.
I love it when Jackie says, do you have anything to eat? And Patsy just doesn't understand that word. She's like, do you have anything to eat? And she's like, to...
eat.
Offered you some drugs. We're about to go out. What are you talking about, food?
But Jackie, we're just about to go out.
I have to eat something.
Patsy comes down the stairs to get some of the food stuff for her sister. And Safi springs into action because she's just so shocked that Patsy wants to eat something and brings over a bowl of Skips.
Are they Skips?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, they look like Skips.
Well, they're like prawn cocktail shells if you don't want to name a brand. But
I only
bring them up because, you know, like at the end of the year, you get your Spotify end of year playlist and it tells you what songs you've got, most played songs and stuff. Well, like, because I shopping at Sainsbury's with my Nectar card, Sainsbury's gives me
one. You bought
and it gives
you
one of those. And I was the number one purchaser of prawn cocktail shells in Wood Green.
Shut up!
In 2020!
Is that what it said? Prawn cocktail shells?
Yeah, it's the Sainsbury's own brand, so that's what they are called. So the big bags, I must have went through quite a few bags of those during lockdowns in 2020.
Top number one.
I was
Super Europe number one!
I was the number one.
What an accolade.
I know, right? People think that you didn't achieve anything in 2020. Yeah. Honey, number one, I bought prawn cocktail shells. Number two, I bought a flat. But number one... I bought loads of prawn cocktail shells.
Ain't nobody buying more prawn cocktail rings than me.
I fucking swan into Wood Green Sainsbury's and I'm like, sorry, where are your prawn cocktail shells?
Do they know you by name now when you go in there? They're like, that's the one who buys the shells.
The shells. I saw that, I was fucking mortified.
You never posted that though on Facebook, did you?
No, I don't think I did.
Mortified.
Oh, okay, I've got a Patsy joke for you. What's Patsy Stone's favourite crisps?
Stone flakes, I don't know.
Knickknacks.
So there's nothing I like better than shopping for knickknacks.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Fucking Sarah coming down the stairs.
Does she not see that Patsy's having a hard time getting up there and she just stomps in?
Patsy's having a moment after that crisp. Patsy's really
doing things to her. Yeah.
Patsy's body's rejecting
her
the skip.
Her body's gone into shock.
You know when you've been partying all weekend and you have to eat something for the first time after you've been partying and your mouth doesn't know how to work?
That's not far off it, the way she reacts. Yeah. The way she sucks on that prong cocktail
shell. You're like, your mouth's going, see what she brings? One can of frickin' cider.
That's so...
And she's probably the type of person, you know, like you take a drink, a bottle, and no one has it, and you're leaving. She takes it back with her. She don't leave it.
Oh, Sarah's so sweet. She's got a little husky voice as she comes in. I love her.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Oh, who says that?
Not a thing.
I think, is it like an Americanism? Do they say Happy New Year's Eve?
I don't think
You just say
so.
Happy New Year, don't you?
You say Happy New Year. We just don't say anything until midnight.
Happy New Year. Don't say anything until midnight. Yeah.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Oh, look, Gran's mash-up.
Gran is fucked.
Gran's mullered. Look, she's been through all those bottles. She's been on the sherry.
It's a bit like you at a party, babe. That's what you're like.
So that Gran is me at the party. Yeah.
Except you're not mash up.
Yeah, you're just
asleep.
Yeah. Just antisocial.
From beauty editor to Revlon girl.
From Hollywood to Holland Park.
From Wonderbirds to Wheels on Fire.
This season, we're thrilled to be joined by the fabulous friend of the pod, Harriet Thorpe.
Darlings, this is Fleur's Fascinators.
Oh, I'm so glad to be me. Oh,
hi.
Why is it not snowing where you are?
It is.
It's sort of. It's...
It just looks like Miami behind you.
In Florida, yes, I did the fasting cure.
New Year's Eve. Eddie is mortified at having the worst New Year's Eve on record. How would you have dealt with that situation? What would you have done?
I think in true AbFab tradition, champagne.
Quick drink and then pop off.
I think maybe IV, darlings. It's quicker. Straight in, darling.
I'm Justin and this is Oliver.
Patsy actually would have had a good night out with the gays. She should have been like, they should have just got them and all gone out clubbing.
Yeah.
I know, what were they thinking?
Especially when Frankie Knuckles beckoned, so yeah.
I remember in my youth, I was out on New Year's Eve. I was out with some friends and the train stations were shut. All the tubes were shut because they used to in the olden days. And I couldn't get home. And then I saw down what seemed like an empty Oxford Street, a police car coming towards me. And I hailed them and I said, please, would you take me to the next bus stop on Tottenham Court Road? And they did.
And they did?
They did.
That's amazing. Oh, wow. you got a hero of a police officer that night.
That's amazing.
I did, darling.
Look at my little baby.
Sammy's cat used to wear those, Jacks.
Patsy obviously still wants Jackie to be that same person, but Jackie's moved on. Jackie's changed and Patsy has to look back at herself.
I think you're absolutely right. Again, what I actually think is I always want to keep changing. I don't want to stay the same. And so I look at people who I know or knew in my youth and think they haven't changed or they've just got more mature, if I can use that phrase.
Bloody old people. I don't want to be them.
And I don't understand. Yeah. I always want to keep changing. And actually, I think if you look back at yourself and think that person hasn't changed, I'm glad that I can.
So Harriet, how would Fleur sum up this episode?
Underground rave is my word du jour.
After we leave the kitchen, we're back in the sitting room where Jax is being entertained by Justin and Oliver.
She's being passed another glass of champagne, which she receives with a...
Merci.
Merci.
She's looking rather fabulous. She's feeling it.
The only Chippendale I ever sat on had two legs.
And we have the classic moment where Jackie eats the potpourri and she's just not feeling it.
Les femmes mangent potpourri.
La femme mange potpourri.
Jack's crisps are here, darling. I know, and they're disgusting.
When Jackie says food like that is the reason why she lives in France, and Eddie's like, under her breath, stay there.
She's so vexed. This whole night, Eddie is just so annoyed.
She even likes Patsy's getting over it. Now look at Patsy looking at Jackie as if to say, like, for fuck's sake, what is going on?
Why are you having a conversation about food? The night's done.
The night is done. They're like, yeah.
No one said it, but they know.
Jack skulks up to the toilet to touch up something. I don't know what she's going to touch up. And Patsy starts singing a song and tries to kind of really to fortify in her mind that Jax is the star. She's doubting it, convincing herself. Trying to convince herself that Jackie is the one.
Remember, look, you remember that fantastic song by Jacques Brel? Well, it was written for her, you know.
Awesome. Remember, Eddie, remember this song? This song was written about Jackie. Eddie's like, no, you worship that woman. You need to get over it.
That's what Eddie says to her. You worship her. You don't just put her on a pedestal. You worship her. You've not seen her for 20 years.
Yeah.
She's no sister to you. She didn't turn up to your mum's funeral, but yet you worship her. You've ruined our night, my night, Eddie calls it.
Yeah, Eddie's pissed off because she's like, because I'm the one who's been here for 20 years. I funded your lifestyle.
Yes.
I'm the one. And then she just rocks in, doesn't do a fucking thing, and you are losing your shit over fawning over her. Like,
stop it. You worship
if I could be for only 1 hour.
Oh my God, look at Bubble's skirt. It's literally the same material as this jumper I've got on.
Yeah. Looks like the fluffies I used to wear when I used to go raving.
Oh, gee, did you get them in Cyberdog?
No, I made my own.
Well, maybe Bubble was also going to go to the...
Love Cyberdog, though.
Oh, she looks like she could have been, yeah.
Yeah. Bubble will be there on the podium.
Mm. Yeah, she would be one of the dancers, you know, like doing
she's
all
got
the moves.
The furry boots. The furry boots on, yeah.
I'll have to post the picture of me in my boots. Oh, I've got them all.
You've got furry boots?
Yeah, the furry boots on. I had a Cat in the Hat backpack that said Twat in the Hat on the back of it. I had my freaking laser freaking gloves, my fishnet gloves.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, good for
you. Expressing yourself.
Yeah.
Babes in Toyland, glam, ram, trash.
Oh, I was lost. I didn't really know where I was. I knew I liked clubbing and doing stuff, but I also, I don't know, wanted to stand out because it was just a sea of freaking t-shirts.
Someone's yakking up into the toilet upstairs.
Bubble's a little bit upset because she can hear some sort of noise coming from the toilet.
Well, she's trying
yakking up upstairs.
She's trying to watch telly.
Hey! And Jax isn't doing, you know, the old drugs.
She's just bulimic.
Yeah.
Everything you need, Jax. We should be on our way if we want to make a night of it.
Patsy bloody thinks they're still going
out. She does.
She's gone to see Jax up in... Why is Jackie in Eddie's room?
Just
what are you doing?
Making yourself at home.
Don't just wander about. She's clearly just wandered about.
Sitting on the bed with her freaking glass specs on.
Yeah.
But they could be going out at 4 a.m.
And Jackie can't even see.
It makes me sad because without my enhanced eyes, that's what I would be like trying to read that bottle.
She puts the label right up to her
eyes. Laser surgery on your eyes.
Contact lenses implanted.
Would you get, implanted? Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yep.
Well, it's a viable option nowadays, darling. Everyone's doing it.
So they must be up to about 11 o'clock now, and Jackie is like, I'm too tired, and I'm feeling her because I'm looking at the clock now. It's gone 11 o'clock. We are the
witching hour.
The witching hour is close at hand, or whatever he says, fast approaching. And Jackie don't want to go out.
Well, the midnight hour creeps closer.
Why does Patsy say kindergarten? It's not a British thing, is it?
She sent you to school, didn't she? Yeah, but by the time I got to kindergarten, I was bigger than the teacher.
It's funny, because wrapped up in the humour here, there's a bit more of that backstory of Patsy's actual, real, sad history.
Yeah. Mm.
Where she had this mum who really didn't give two shits about her. No wonder they've become such messes and they've had such dodgy lives. Like, what sort of start did they have? It kind of gives you a bit more of an insight into where they've come from and why they've got like these really harsh exteriors.
And are we to believe that there's been, you know, lots of children and their mum was a bit of a wild one and, you know, she had that look and bring me another lover.
Yeah.
And then Jackie says, yeah, mum only had one story.
Yeah.
So does that mean that flashback from before is just bullshit?
No, it means it's real, but it happened to everyone.
She did
every
it again,
kid.
And again.
Oh, so I thought it was just like, she just had one story that she told all her kids. Yeah, this is how you were born.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's the story she tells everyone.
Like, I mean that.
I feel like it could go either way. Yeah. And so Patsy's like, oh, fuck, she just told all of us that.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Could have made that, Pete, yeah.
She might have just been like down the back alley and she shat me out and then continued walking.
You've got your friend, Eddie. And this house.
What a pair of parasites.
I know.
Jackie, yeah. Bigging her up.
You've got Eddie. You've got this life. You've got everything. Not, you know, you've done all right, Pat. You've got Eddie. You've got this house. This is yours. It's not.
Yeah, which is that, yeah, you find your leech. You leeched on the right. Who am I leeching off? Yeah. I've got nobody.
The wives got the houses, not the hookers.
So Jax has got a scheme, a little scheme of helping stray cats and dogs, which I think is quite honourable.
Quite commendable.
Going from being a hooker.
But Patsy's convinced drug dealer. Something else. Yeah. She's like, oh, here we go.
Patsy's like, what is this code for? Hang on. Yeah, stray cats and dogs. Yeah. Right. Okay. What?
She's like, digging. it's a little bit naive to think that her sister hasn't changed in 20 years.
Do you reckon the old pussy pound down the road is for cats on crack?
Maybe.
That's what that is.
Pussies
cracked
on the
out.
Spice.
Oh, my spice pussies.
Yeah, sure. Like, what? For cats on crack. You know?
Patsy doesn't change. That's the thing. Persona. Patsy's the same.
Part of Patsy's persona.
Yeah, is that she is seeing herself in relation to who she thinks Jackie is. And this is the whole thing. It's New Year's Eve. Let's face it. Patsy and Eddie are no spring chickens, but they're in with the zeitgeist, right? Patsy's going, come on, yeah, you know, night out. Eddie's like, get the beers in.
Oh, no, Jax, no.
And so then when she starts to realise that maybe that isn't who Jackie is, she's got to start to realise something about herself.
Mm. And not the woman who smoked opium with Chairman Mao, who introduced Jackie to,
This has completely rocked the whole foundation of, because if that's how you are now and where you are, what does that mean
Mate,
for me?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh no, Jax! No!
And back down in the kitchen, poor Eddie's just distraught.
Oh, yeah,
she's so upset. And then, oh, it's such like a dig when Safi says, why don't you come upstairs and watch TV with us? And Eddie just looks so just forlorn. She's like, because I should be having fun. It's not fun.
Because I should be having fun.
But and this sort of just builds and builds and they get more frantic.
Oh, Jax, come out there tonight. Darling, I can get you drugs, I can get you surgeons, I can get you money.
Until Jackie drops the bombshell of, the reason why I don't want to go out is...
I'm 72.
But Jackie walks off away from it and she's left there.
Which confirms your theory of why this is so troubling for her, because she's like, well then what the fuck?
How old am I?
What am I? Yeah.
You have failed on all counts now, Pat.
Eddie's ran to Patsy on the stairs. Back to the idea of something we saw in the last season in the poor episode where Eddie's just like, all the mundanity of life, Eddie hates it. I'm being taken into the sitting room, the fucking sitting room.
To watch the New Year Inn on telly.
Musical montage interlude. I love this bit. I love this music.
Because Eddie's had a word with Patsy and Patsy's like, the reason why Jackie's still here is because I'm in this moral dilemma. I don't know how to deal with my sister. And Eddie's just like, well, you don't have any morals. So then Patsy
light
has a little
moment.
Bit of,
exactly, I can get rid of her by letting her steal everything in my best friend's bedroom.
I mean, fucking talk
that's
about a moral
no
dilemma.
Moral dilemma.
You can't blame me because you just said I got no morals.
Yeah.
And it's just like giving her everything so she
all the jewellery.
None of the wardrobe.
You see, Jackie's like, nah.
I'm good, thanks.
Nah. But some of that stuff in that wardrobe must be hundreds of thousands of pounds. Yeah. I love in the titles, guest star June. That's cute.
Oh, guest star June Whitfield. That's sweet. I've never noticed that before.
Yeah, guest star June Whitfield. Well, she's a freaking star. She's a legend.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
the way Jackie leaves Eddie's house is very different to the way she arrived.
Patsy was so obsessed with her.
She's obviously turned on her now.
Then she, but before she turned on her, she would say, okay, cool, I'm going to help her. So why does she turn, why does she have such contempt when she's seeing her out the door now?
Because I think she's realised, you know what? You've come here, not to see me, you've come here to fleece my mate's stuff and get some money off me.
Parasite. You knew
but then why help her?
Because what is the easiest way to get rid of Jackie right now? So we fleece can go friend, out. That is the only way out of this. And Jax then needs some money. She's not going to tell her to fuck off and not send her away because there's her sister, maybe. Maybe that's the moral dilemma.
She doesn't have any morals.
Oh, everyone's got some level of morals. She does.
The lack of morals is why she's comfortable robbing her friend to get rid of her sister.
But that is the only way to get rid of her. And I think Eddie, despite it all, if Patsy was like, I've had to give her a load of money so she can fuck off so we can go out, Eddie would be like, yeah, babe, let's go.
Yeah, it's like the dog in the last episode. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Oh, and then she gives her a needle.
Yeah, to go out with a bang.
That's dark.
That is dark.
And I always, even like as a kid, I was like, oh, that's like really dark. Like, go out with a bang.
Yeah. That's why when I said to you that, you said, oh, what were they doing? I said, clean needles. Patsy has needles in her bag. Patsy might do a bit of smack. You can see Patsy wants rid of her now. And the fact that she slams the door in her face.
Unceremoniously slammed the door.
As Jackie shows her a pound pussy.
On the doorstep.
Look at my little darlings. Jackie has left with no respect. She come in so fabulous, so amazing. The gays were flocking round her like bees to honey.
And now it really is. Look what the cat dragged out. Yeah. Look what the pussy dragged out.
Yeah, Jackie is leaving. Good riddance, because now Eddie and Pats can go out. Patsy's the strong one now. Patsy's the better sister, isn't she? Totally.
Yeah.
Look, Pats, my little dog.
My little pound pussy.
Oh, she gets like a holly in the face.
Yeah.
The wreath right in her cheek.
Does she have a little sniff or something there?
Oh, yeah, she has a little bump,
Yeah.
God, she needs to get over
Patsy
it.
Patsy has a little bump, doesn't she? She's going to get high and go into the sitting room full of people who aren't partying and just sitting watching the telly.
Eddie, she's gone. It's okay. Eddie, we can go now. Come on, Ed.
Look how bored and fed up everyone looks. Because this is New Year's Eve.
Fucking poltergeist.
Oliver's probably thinking, why wasn't I out with my girls? Because I've got this old boyfriend, Justin, who drags me around to his ex-wife and daughter's house.
And I have to sit there. All his friends are texting him like,
And look at Safi sat between his legs.
Sarah's sat right in front of the telly, square eyes.
Hugging a pillow.
Bubbles like bouncing up and down on Eddie.
Gran's still on it drinking.
I think Eddie's taken some of those of Gran's pills.
Yeah, she's knocked herself out. She's like, I may as well just numb myself.
But Gran's sprightly now. Look at her. She's up and about.
I told you. Gran was getting ready for the night out.
Yeah, she's ready now.
Yeah, because she was timing her pills, so she's coming up just as midnight happens. She knows what she's doing. Gran's no...
She's been in it a long time.
Gran's no raw
porn shell. Number one in Wood Green.
Super Yurabu Toy number one.
Oh, Saf raising her eyebrows to Sarah. Like, it's really happening.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's about to happen.
The way Bubble's bouncing up and down on Eddie to the bongs of Big Ben. It's like Bubble is mugging up. She's like, yeah, my boss is out of it. And this is how she's humiliating her boss. She's like, yeah, that's right. Edina Monsoon, # my boss.
Undercover boss.
See how fed up Oliver looks.
The most dull.
Oliver wants to go out.
So it bongs midnight. Look at his face when it bongs midnight. He doesn't look pleased.
And no one's asking, where's Jackie?
Well, no one cares, Jackie, that old Rafe. They're like, she's probably fucking having another poo. That's what she's done all night. Bubble, she grabs Eddie's face and moves Eddie's lip.
Right now,
pretending Eddie's
Eddie.
She's mugging Eddie off.
Right now,
That's it then. I'll be off.
So that was our New Year in, our New Year's house party.
Patsy's facing a lot of demons all the time lately.
And she really looked at herself and thought, I shouldn't be going out and doing this. No, she
didn't. No, I don't think that.
She did a bump. She went to go and get Eddie and she was ready to go out. Patsy is not going to let the fact that Jackie has become this cat hotel concierge. She's going to... Patsy is going to live her life and grab life by the balls still. Patsy ain't going to change. And she doesn't. Patsy, it's more wild as the season goes on.
I mean, I would take from the episode, you know, New Year's Eve, don't build it up to be this massive thing.
It's always a disappointment.
It's always a disappointment.
Yep.
Mm.
Don't measure yourself in relation to someone else. Like, Patsy, if you still want to go out, and you are whatever age you are, you go to Frankie Knuckles, you've got the looks, you've got the body in your 7 of 9 cat suit, do it.
Mine is, if someone does want to start a pet hotel, be happy for them. Work, help them out.
Oh, like your neighbours?
Yeah, if they want to open a pet hotel, let them. Well, I didn't object it. I didn't know about it. I might offer. I don't want no pussy hotel. If someone's like starting a business or something, or, you know, support them, help them out. If they want to tell you about it, talk to them through it. You know, support.
Support your sister.
Your sister.
Your sister.
Your sister.
Oh, my God. So let's wrap up this New Year's Eve special. What did we think of the champagne?
It was fine. Thank you very much, Elvis. Yeah. We enjoyed it.
Thanks, Elvis. It was really, 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 really lovely. I would like to thank Dan Biking and Kitchen Tiles, who bought us a glass of champagne. Well, they bought us a few glasses.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much. Kitchen Tiles and at Kitchen Tiles on Instagram.
Very funny.
It's a hilarious collection of archive French and Saunders footage. So follow that page.
And if people want to tip us, where do they go, Cooper?
They can actually go to buymeacoffee.com/wheelsonfire. I know it's a coffee, but it actually has champagne on there. Yeah. And you can tip us.
And that's, yeah. And if you need to find that again, that's in our link tree in the bio and our Instagram.
So I think that's it. So the next episode, what we're looking at, is it sex?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Sex. We get to try a new
position.
Not a new position, but a new cocktail. So until next time, cheers, sweetie.
Thanks, darling.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Frankie Knuckles, CD-ROM, dance, happening, darling.